Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. A lot of people are looking for God, or at least for the good we commonly associate with God. They go to their church, temple, or mosque. They read the Bible or Quran or other scripture. They talk with people they consider knowledgeable about religious or spiritual matters, and many of them try to lead what would generally be considered good lives. All that is well and good, of course. But I sometimes wonder if people ever stop to consider that God is looking for them, pursuing them, not in a bad way, to punish them or something, but to let them know He's taking care of them, providing for them, and so on. And the fact is that the power of good we associate with God is active in our lives, and it's active even if we're not looking for it. It's just the way God is. Divine love is always actively blessing its creation. This week on Morning Prayer, we'll look at some examples from the Bible that show how this works, and that prove we can depend on God's goodness finding us, even if we haven't lived up to the best standards. Christ Jesus told a parable about the shepherd going after one lost sheep and finding it, bringing it back to the flock. God does the same with us, comes after us if we've wandered away. May we all find, as the Bible puts it, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Amen.